This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
926. You know, I supported Governor Kasich throughout the primaries. And he's on the phone now, and one of the things he wants you to know is you're a Republican in particular, or if you're an independent, there's, regardless how you feel about the top of the ticket, there's a lot of other races you could certainly support. And good morning, Governor Kasich. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be on. How about those Cubs, huh? I mean, I cannot believe how, jeez,
you know,
unbelievable.
If the Cubs hadn't done so well last year as a setup for this year, I'd say there's something really funky about 2016. It can't be just the campaign. But, yeah, we sort of expected success, but they keep coming back and keep rolling. They're going to be tough to stop. Yeah, for sure.
Well, they are. They, you know, I have, you know, of course, in Ohio, we've got the Indians that are still hanging on to first, but the Reds just get killed because one of the problems that you don't have in Chicago is these small market teams, you know, really can't compete because they don't have the television revenues. And I think it's crazy. You know, you look at the NBA and they spread the money out. You look at the NFL and every city's competitive. Baseball's in enough trouble, and their inability to make sure that there's a level playing field. Why don't they just have Chicago, L.A., New York, Atlanta, and just tell the rest of the country to forget it? Don't play baseball because, you know, it's just outrageous.
Well, the way to balance it out is not the way they've done it for sure, because they'd make the argument they have, and frankly, they haven't. That's why it's smaller and right up the road. Exactly. Milwaukee's been crushed for years.
Yeah, it's just not... It's not fair, and I think baseball's got, I mean, I don't know, they say that, you know, good attendance and all that, they're making money, and I guess that's all that matters there, but I don't know how they continue to do it, because you can't lose the middle of America, right, Kansas City. Now, that doesn't mean you can't win. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't put a great team together, but whenever your athletes get to be really great, they leave. You have to have them leave, because you can't pay them. And you got to get something for them before they leave. You know, it's just, to me, it seems nuts. You know, it's just not good.
Well, you need to put it on your list.
I got that off my chest.
You need to put that on the list of things you're going to fix when you leave.
One other thing. Can I say one other thing? I'm getting so excited getting ready to watch those Olympics with my daughters and my wife. And, you know, I know it's taking a lot of heat. There's probably going to be a little trouble down there, but. God, I just love the Olympics. These great athletes, and I think it's fantastic. So,
well, see, one of the reasons I like Governor Kasich is Governor Kasich, he's a tough guy, and he'll tell you what he thinks, but he also has a positive vision about things, because I'm not all that positive. I love the Olympics, too. I grew up on the Olympics, but I'm not all that positive this time around, and now I'm getting more excited because Governor Kasich is getting excited. So what do you think, what do you think about how much damage Trump is going to do to the rest of the ticket? What do you want to say to Republicans in particular and others about voting down ballot if you're not happy with what's on top?
Well, look, I mean, you know, when you think about Hillary's nothing more than top-down, more bureaucracy, more government, and this is the 21st century. And, you know, you can't run anything that way. Now, that doesn't mean we don't need government, but government needs to be significantly reformed. You know, our schools need to be reformed. If anybody understands that, it's people that live in Chicago. Our whole welfare system needs to be reformed. The problem is the people who are the liberals want to keep adding more to a system that's already broken. So it is absolutely vital, in my opinion, that if she were to win, that there is a big check on her, which involves the United States Senate and the United States House. So, and you know, then you get even into the local level. So, look, I'm traveling around. I'll be in for, of course, I'm getting ready to fly in for Mark Kirk. I'll be doing some things for some Republicans tonight, the minority leader of the House, Durkin, and, you know, I just think it's critical. That's why I'm traveling. I was just in Philadelphia and now Chicago. It's a pretty nice tour, isn't it? But, you know, if you give the whole day up, then that's okay, because I think Kirk's, you know, he's a good man.
But, Governor, you're not supporting Donald Trump, though, are you?
I think you all know what I've been doing about that. I don't think we need to dwell on it.
Yeah, but we're not going to play right. He went from a good mood to a bad mood so quickly. We're not going to play charades either.
I'm not in a bad mood. Everybody knows. You have to be living in a cave to not know, you know, where I've been on all this. So
You know what, though? I appreciate your Twitter feed, because I follow you on Twitter as well, and I have appreciated your tweets the past couple of days. It's almost like you're in damage control mode with the response to the Gold Star parents and then the one from day before yesterday, Republicans are lucky to have Paul Ryan and John McCain.
Well, look, I used to work with Paul. Paul actually was an aide to the Budget Committee when I was there, and he was a disciple of Jack Kemp. Now, maybe our listeners wouldn't know who Jack was.
Oh, sure they do.
Except he was, well, you know, he was a football player for the Buffalo Bills, and he got to be a congressman. And he was a very much a growth guy, very much a uniter, you know, whether they're minorities, whether they're the hardcore blue-collar workers. That's the mode that, and the mold out of which Paul Ryan operates. John McCain, I mean, I don't even think they ought to have an election. They ought to tell McCain, as long as you want to be in the Senate, you can have it.
Yep.
But he's just the greatest guy. And I've known John since 1982 when we both went into the Congress together, and I intend to go to Arizona and do everything I can. I'll either campaign for him or against him, whatever gets him the most votes.
Well, I do have to say this. I know McCain a little bit. The part I know, I couldn't agree with you more. Nobody cares more about this country than John McCain. And it's not just the people of Arizona. It's this country as a whole, in full. And I couldn't agree with you more.
McCain is a hero. You know, a hero. I mean, the guy sat in the Hanoi Hilton, was beaten because his father was an admiral. I mean, it's just, you know, but that he never really talks much about that. But he's a hero. We have to reward people like that. But he's been a great United States senator, and we served in the House together. I just visited with John. He's just the thing I really like about John McCain is he calls me Johnny. Nobody's called me Johnny since my mother has left the earth. And he gets, Johnny, we got to get together. I love it.
Hey, before I let you fly, Johnson and Weld, governors who you know just for the fact that all governors know each other. Any thoughts on them?
Well, I don't know Johnson really. You might have met him or whatever. Bill Weld is a, you know, been a longtime friend of mine. And, you know, I think they were on TV last night. Somebody
right.
told me I didn't have a chance to see them. But look, we got a long way to Tipperary here, and everybody's going to have to figure out what they want to do.
All right. I'll figure out where Tipperary is. Governor Kasich, you're always welcome here. I appreciate your time.
You know what? You guys are great. How is everything in Chicago?
You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. You look out this window, you see Americans walking up and down Michigan Avenue, and they're smiling. And all I want from them is involvement in the process. And at a time where politics has made more people apathetic, please get involved, stay involved, start with your PTA and the principal at your school. And
oh, that's right.
And work your way inside out.
One other thing that I wanted to tell you, something maybe you can talk about. You know, this drug problem in this country is such a terrible scourge. We have run a 360 program to try to prevent drugs, and we're actually, our deaths are up in Ohio because of this horrible thing called fentanyl, which they lace with heroin. It's very deadly. But we've also seen a significant drop in the number of prescribed opiates. In other words, when you go to the dentist and you get your wisdom teeth out, don't take a bunch of pain pills. You can get addicted. But here's what we're doing. We have our Ohio State Fair, and all across the state and all across the country, I'm asking people at these programs, at these fairs, at these baseball games, start telling kids to not do drugs. If a kid hears that here's the message of an anti-drug, there is a 50% less likelihood they will do drugs. And it doesn't take much. So at the state fairs and the county fairs and the baseball games and sports coming to football games this fall, let's run the war against drugs. And it doesn't take a lot. Just get going on it. So if you guys every day can say, kids or mom and dad, if you're listening, tell your sons or daughters, or grab a kid down the street and ask them not to do drugs so they don't destroy their life.
Yeah, parents. I mean, parents and grandparents. That's who we talk to every day. Parents and grandparents, this is a number one job for you. Keep your kids safe.
It really is. It can save your kid's life. So, hey, God bless you guys. I'll see you. We'll do it again, okay?
All right, safe travels, Governor. That's Governor John Kasich. And in lieu of the big story, we thought we'd have a conversation there with the governor.